5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to the Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Crystal and Barry Ricks.
Hi.
And we're back again after our fun show last week with interviewing our first guest.
Yeah, thanks Art for coming on the show. He was really awesome and we had a great time.
We did have a good time.
So we want to try to kind of make that a more regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not necessarily like every episode, but we want to try to get more guests on. So if there are some daddy or mommy bloggers or other people out there that you admire and you think they're great, send us there are links to their sites and stuff, and we can reach out to them, maybe get them on the show and chat.
I totally love that you call them daddy and mommy bloggers. You could tell we have little kids. All the daddies and mummies.
Oh, daddies and mummies. Yeah. So, but enough about that. Let's talk about...
Wait, are they called daddy bloggers? Because they call them mommy bloggers.
Yeah, they're daddy bloggers.
They're not dad bloggers?
No, I believe they're daddy bloggers.
Bloggers? Dad bloggers?
Pretty sure they're referred to as daddy bloggers.
Oh, okay. I learned something.
There you go. And if you know better than I do, correct us.
It's father bloggers.
It's men who have children bloggers.
Who write manly things.
Manly things.
Okay.
Well, let's...
talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
This Stories of the Week, where obviously we talk about awesome things that happen to us and not so awesome things that happen to us. A little bit of everything. You have your ups and you have your downs, and we're here to
and
share them.
And you have your in-betweens.
That's right. And we're here to tell you, you are not alone in all of that. And we like to share our stories so you can feel that you're not alone.
Or you can feel better about yourself.
That's right. It makes you be like, wow, I'm better than those guys. So, all right. Why don't you go first, babe?
Okay, so I thought this was funny, and if it offends you, I'm sorry, but...
Is it about poop or pee again?
No, I have one of those.
Oh, nice.
Fine, I'll start with the poop story. So today, Jackson comes out of the bathroom without a diaper on and says...
I pooped.
I pooped. And we heard
well, we
him
heard,
in there.
We heard the toilet seat close, too.
Yeah, and so Barry was... What, you were cooking or doing dishes or... No, you weren't doing dishes.
Well, we were... I think we were about to play a board game.
No, you're in the kitchen doing something.
I must have been baking cookies then.
Anyway, doesn't matter. What are you doing? But anyway, you're doing something. And we looked at each other when he said, up, pooped. He's all excited. And you, whatever you're doing, just dropped it. And both of us simultaneously run to the bathroom. Because it was like unbelievable.
It was like a big moment.
Yeah, and so anyway, we run into the bathroom and look in the toilet, like, where is it? Well, the first thing we said is, no poop on the floor, and then
so
we go to the
good.
Toilet, and there's all this toilet paper in there, and so we couldn't see if his business was in there.
It could have floated down.
And so I said, where's his poop? And then all of a sudden, Jackson turns around, and you're like, it's still on him.
It didn't quite get it off all the way.
So... But you were cooking. Oh, you were cooking bacon.
Oh, I was.
That's what
I was.
I was
cooking lunch.
You're bacon lunch.
Bacon lunch.
And so I was like, oh, we have to clean this up. And you just look at me like, sorry, babe.
I did.
I'm cooking bacon.
I looked at you. I'm like, I'm cooking bacon, honey. So sorry.
You owe me. But anyway, so I got to cling the special clingers.
But it's funny that you say it. It's not like we don't clean his poop all the time.
Yeah, but it was all over his fingers because
yeah,
he tried to wipe.
That's different.
And all over the counter in the bathroom. But why he used paper towels, I'm not sure.
But this is a good stepping stone, though, right? Like,
no, I blame my friend. You know who you are. Your son that's the same age is being all trying to potty train, and he rubbed off on my kid. I'm mad at you. Because we were both of us were like, we potty train at 3. because three-year-olds are so ready. It's so easy.
It's a lot easier when they're
There's
older.
There's no tears. And our kid's not three yet, and now he's trying to poop on a potty, and I'm mad.
Grr.
At the world. So anyway, that's my poop story.
There's your poop story.
You're welcome, listeners.
That's right.
But the other story I was really going to was I try almost every day to be outside waiting for our kids to get off the bus.
Yeah.
Like when they walk home, I want the first thing they see is me smiling, not reading.
Hopefully smiling.
Usually I'm reading and then they have to like bump into me first, but I like to be out there to greet them. And so now that it's warm. But anyway, so one day Grayson, her oldest, comes walking down the street with this face full of concern. And he gets up to me, like, terrified concern. And I was like, what happened? Why, what, did something happen on the bus? And he's like, I just walked through smoke. Someone was smoking, and I walked through it. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he goes, what if I get addicted?
Be like, yeah, it doesn't really work like that.
It was so sweet, though.
It was sweet.
Part of me wanted to be like, yes, you will. You stay away from that stuff. You know, like, scare him.
That's right.
But it was just cute that he thought walking through a cloud of smoke was gonna, that was the deal sealer.
Yeah. Nope.
It was cute.
It is cute. It's nice that he's concerned about it.
I know. Way to be healthy, kid.
That's right.
But you're okay. It was cute. I had to tell him, like, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
And he's like, but it's bad to breathe it in. And I was like, that's still technically, not that's addicting. True.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
That was my cute story.
All right. Well, we went out of town this week and we went to Sam's Club like we always do. But we told our kids, like, let's go to the park this time. And there's this really big, huge park, wooden park. It looked like a big wooden castle, essentially. And
it's the kind of park that we live 2 hours away, and everyone in our town says, if you go to Lubbock, you need to go to the wooden park.
Yeah.
I don't know its name, but everyone says, go to the park.
So we determined that we'll go to the park this time. So it's like...
And we've been building it up all day.
And it's a nice day. It's like, what, 70, 75 degrees outside. You know, it was a nice day. None of us needed coats or anything. It started getting warm. And we get to the park, and there's other people there, too. And we start walking up, and the gates to the park are locked.
The
And there are signs everywhere that says, closed for winter.
It is March.
I'm like, it is almost 80 degrees outside. It is not winter anymore.
You guys are not following that groundhog.
Yeah, so...
We were pretty upset.
Well,
we were only upset because our kids were upset.
Yeah.
And everyone else at the park was upset, too.
Yeah, so it's just... And so other people started getting in their cars, and we started headed back to our car. And Jackson had a little Hot Wheels car with him. No, it wasn't even a Hot Wheels car.
It was a McDonald's Pikachu.
It was a McDonald's Pikachu that had wheels on the bottom. And so he's just going along, and we're walking up to our van, and he's, you know, he's...
Tagging
behind as usual. And then all of a sudden, he's, you know, we're on the sidewalk where all the cars are parked up to. And he just starts...
On this nice car.
And everyone was in it. He just starts driving his Pikachu over their car. And we're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it really is like...
It did not sound like that.
That's what I heard in my
head.
That's
what you heard. But it wasn't like that at all. And it wasn't bad. Nothing bad happened. And actually, everyone in the car was—they were guffawing.
Especially after they saw our faces, like "Stop! Stop!"
And they thought it was pretty funny. So that made the mood a little bit lighter because
we're just teaching our kid how to key cars.
That's right. You know,
when you're mad, just take it out on him.
Take your Pikachu and scratch it up. So
take that closed park.
That's right.
So that was embarrassing.
Yeah, but I also had. Crystal went, she had a church obligation that she went to, and then, so I was watching the kids, and, we were just playing with a bunch of toys, but we ended up getting, there's these chairs, and there's, like, little kid chairs, and there's big, you know, adult chairs, and in the back of the chair, it's one of those hard plastic chairs that have the small, tiny, like, square holes in the back. Maybe you know what I'm talking about.
One hole.
Yeah, just one hole. just one big one. And so
small, tiny, but big.
So we, small, tiny, but big, big enough to throw a ball through.
Okay.
A ball that can fit in your.
You need to work on your description this chair.
A ball that can fit in your hand, because that's what we did. We stood across the room, and thus proceeded to throw the ball across the room to try to get it through these small hole in the back of these chairs, and that was a lot of fun. Like. It was just like, hey, let's do this. And it was more fun than just playing a regular game or something like that. And it was interesting also because we usually pack up like the iPad and we have a regular, Android tablet and stuff like that. But we forgot to pack up any and all of our electronics this time. And so it was like, it was upon my shoulders to entertain the kids. But I also knew that I didn't have to entertain him the whole time. We kind of talked about this a few episodes back about that mentality, do I have to be entertaining my kids the whole time? No, so they played by themselves a lot while I had a book and I was reading that. But eventually got to the point where I'm like, all right, let's, we played that ball game and then we found these little foam blocks that we played basically kind of like a Jenga game where we stacked them and whoever knocked over the pile first lost and it was lots of fun.
I was proud of you.
Dad win.
Because usually when I come home from one of these meetings, you're like snapping at the kids and they're crying and not really, but.
Thanks.
Well, I mean.
You're a horrible father.
But what I'm saying is you're stuck in a room for like 2 hours with just your willpower. It usually cracks by the end. And even when we switch and I have to watch the kids, I think it's a. I was impressed because I crack. Crack, you crack.
Yeah, it was a good time. Good time.
That was a good time. You mentioned we went to Sam's Club.
Yes.
For some reason, Sam's Club was insane this Saturday.
Yeah, it was really busy.
It's never that busy. It's always busy, but holy
it was like,
line.
It was like double the amount of people
the
that are normally there.
The food court line was crazy. And so all the kids are sitting with me because we're marking our table. No one's taking our table from us. And you're in line.
Except Lacey. Lacey had to be with me.
Yeah. Which is weird because she usually only likes me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm sitting at the table and I'm thinking, man, how am I going to keep all the kids here? Because they're trying to run around and they want to play games and stuff. And so I was like, oh, Grayson had mentioned arm wrestling. He wanted arm wrestle. And I thought, no, we're in this big place that people are going to see us. But then I thought, why am I saying no to him over something he wants to do? Because I feel like he always asks us to do things with him and we always shoot him down. So I was like, you know what? Let's do this. So we arm wrestled in front of all these crazy people. And then we had thumb wars and that, what's that slappy game where you slap hands?
Slaps.
Is it just called slaps?
Yep.
Okay. So we played that. But so it was funny because after we arm wrestled and I kicked his trash, thank you.
Go, mommy.
I can hold on to that for a few more years.
That's right.
So I'm playing with Grayson and all of a sudden this hand gets thrust into my face and I hear this voice say, it's my turn. And I turn and there's this little boy watching us and he's like grabbing my hand and I'm like, whoa, I don't know who you are. And I'm looking for his mom. And finally, I see she's in line, too. Just totally.
Like, in line to get food.
Yeah, with all of her kids. And she has that, like, I am doomed face. Like, yeah. This is going to take forever.
We know that face.
And I just looked at her. I'm like, do you mind? And she said, no. And so we all ended up thumb-warring. This little boy. It was so funny. He was, like, 5. But it made me feel good. Like, it's not very often you see people put complete trust in a stranger.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it helped that I had kids and she had kids. But made me feel good, like, yes, I'm not a psycho killer.
You're not a weird-looking person that no one wants to have their children around.
Well, I feel like people don't trust normal people.
Yeah.
I went to the park the other day, and I just happened to chat with this lady who was there, and she had her 2-year-old niece with her, and every single time a car would drive by, she watched it like that person's going to stop and steal my 2-year-old, just didn't trust anybody. And she talked about how going to this park is scary because cars always drive by and they drive by slow. And I just thought,
it's a neighborhood.
When is the last time you've heard of a child being kidnapped randomly in the daytime by a car in this town? Never. And so, anyway, it just felt nice that someone let me touch their child in an appropriate way and in public, and it was just nice.
It is
well,
nice.
I had to clarify.
Yes, I whatever. Understand.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging.
Anyway, so, made me happy.
Yeah.
I like strangers.
Sweet.
Not the creepy ones.
Anything else?
Always.
Always.
Are you done?
Yeah, I got...
You didn't name your three... You said you had three things.
I named them.
Oh, did you?
Games, Jackson playing on the car, and our park.
Okay. Well, I'll just say one more. I was at Burger King, and I've mentioned multiple times that this specific Burger King is not a very clean place.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crusty floored, and anyway, so our kids were playing for a while, and their bottom of their feet are pretty much black and crispy or whatever. And so Jackson goes to the bathroom, needs a diaper change. And in this place, there is no diaper changing table.
Yeah.
So I have to go in the bathroom and kneel down on the nasty floor and change his diaper. Well, Jackson had pooped. And so I'm changing his diaper. And usually when I change a poopy, just to make him laugh, I'm like, ooh, yuck, it's stinky. And I stuck out my tongue and I was going, ugh. And right when I did that, he lifted up his legs so I could wipe. And his foot brushed all the way up my tongue while it was out. And I was like, I am going to die.
Gross.
I seriously was Blackfoot.
Oh, you didn't tell me this.
Huh? I forgot, but it was nasty.
That is nasty.
So either I just caught some crazy disease or I am now the most.
Sweet. And you've kissed me since then.
You know it.
Awesome.
But I'm going to be the healthiest immune system in the world.
That's right. We believe in eating germs.
Not licking Burger King feet.
So much fact. That reminds me, Jackson's pizza totally fell off at Sam's Club, face down on the ground. I picked it up, put it back on his plate. I'm like, nah, just eat it anyway.
See, but I would rather eat pizza off the floor at Sam's Club than lick the foot of someone at Burger King Play Place. It's so gross. It's so gross. Anyway, that's my yucky story.
Awesome. All right, well, that's it for stories. Yeah. Leaving on that note. We had a listener of the show send us a question. Where'd it go?
I lost it.
Oh,
you know why? Because we had to look up what that word was.
Oh, just backtrack.
Sometimes we try to use big words and don't really know what they mean, so we had to look it up. Anyway.
So,
friendly banter.
Friendly banter. We are doing something.
Oh, that's something.
Clicky, clicky, clicky.
The laughing.
Oh, yes, the laughing.
The
so,
laughing.
We decided something that...
Just yesterday, it was weird.
It was just like, when we started getting stressed out, and everyone understands the moments when you get stressed out with your kids, we're just like, let's just start laughing. Let's start laughing for no reason, like, hysterically. And that's not a word, but... So we did, and we'd do it, but then it would force us to regularly laugh, and that was, and then we'd just laugh, and...
Well, it was like, especially our four-year-old was so tired on the drive.
Yeah.
And she'd whine, and then one of us would just go, or one of us would say, let's just laugh, and so we'd just start going,
and then we'd just the other go one would louder build, and louder. And...
Yeah, laughing, and the funniest part, though, was... After the park was closed, we're driving, and we're in the car, and we're like, well, that stinks. I'm so frustrated. And then we said, let's just laugh about it. And so both of us start laughing, and we're going crazy, like, just joking. And then all of a sudden we look back, and all of our kids are crying.
Because they thought we were laughing at them.
No, they're crying because the park was closed.
No, because right before we started laughing... You must not have heard. Grayson was, he mentioned something about, you know, he was so upset about the park being closed. And then we started laughing. So Grayson thought we were laughing at him.
But Jay was crying too. I thought it was because the park was closed.
Well, it might have been, but.
Either way, we were horrible parents. I didn't even realize they were in the same car as us.
Yeah.
They're in the back car zone.
That's right.
We were in the front car zone.
We were just trying to de-stress and. I kind of backfired a little bit.
Everyone's crying while we're up there laughing like lunatics.
All right. Well, anyway, listener of the show, Tina, she says, I don't know if you have a topic this week, But sometime you guys should do an episode devoted to how to date your spouse
at home.
At home specifically. She says that she
struggles with date ideas.
She would love to have date ideas. They're busy. The husband doesn't have a normal 9-to-5 job. And so sometimes the hours and them spending time with each other is hard. And finding cheap dates can be hard too. And so
we hear you, Tina.
So
we hear you.
We understand. And we want to give everybody, we've talked about the importance of dating your spouse, but now we're going to give you home date ideas for you and your spouse.
Which is nice because we looked up the cost of a date night and it was insane because they were adding up to like $200 and they said...
And we were like, why is this so expensive?
Didn't even calculate dinner, but it calculated in a dozen roses.
A dozen roses was required for the date. And we're like, who buys a dozen roses like for their first date or something like that?
Yeah, well, I guess that's not necessarily talking about married couples, but still, I was like, $200!
Well, and we were just thinking, like, maybe, and that's a bad thing to put in the minds of people, like, oh, it's not a date unless you spend over, you know, $100 or more to buy flowers and this and that.
Well, and it wasn't even dinner. It was two movie tickets,
which included a drink. And then
snacks.
Snacks, but then they also calculated two beers afterwards.
Well, that's what I meant by drinks. Not everyone drinks, so I said drinks. No.
Yeah.
But so date night cost was like the highest one we saw was $234 just for movie tickets, roses, and a cab ride. So we'll add that to our family. We have to pay about $20 minimum, usually, for a babysitter.
For a babysitter.
Because we pay $8 an hour.
Yeah.
So $2 per kid.
$2 per kid per hour.
And then sometimes we'll go out to dinner and a movie. And by the time you get home, you're like, well, I guess we're eating ramen for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, because if you go to dinner and a movie plus a babysitter, it is. It's like $60+. And that's if you eat cheap.
Yeah. And we do.
We believe in the $20 meal at Chili's.
Oh, we mentioned that last week.
No, we did.
We should be paid for
this
advertising.
That's right. Chili's is not a sponsor, but should be.
Chili's, baby back.
All right. So a fun site that we really like, and we've gotten recipes and other stuff and off of this website. It's called the SixSistersStuff.com, and it's literally six sisters that...
Cook
and do fun family stuff. And so they had an article about 32 stay-at-home date ideas. And we went through the list and we're like, hey, we've actually done some of those. And so we're just going to go through the list kind of like some of them we'll maybe go into, some of them we'll breeze over, speed reading type of thing to get through the list and give you ideas on what you can do at home with your spouse. And all these ideas are relatively cheap as well, or if not free.
Right. And I think that is something, I think there's a weird mentality about you have to go to dinner. Like date night is dinner.
Dinner and a movie.
Which, not necessarily, because the other day I asked a bunch of my friends, like a bunch of us get together for playgroup, and I was like, hey, what's a good idea for a date? Because it was my night to plan. We alternate weeks on who plans the date. And all of them were like, oh, that steakhouse or, you know, we really like this restaurant. I'm like, wait, no, you're just naming places that you eat at.
That you eat.
But I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, I feel like we kind of get in this rut of food is date night.
That's the only thing you can do
on a
date.
Well, food is date night, but going to your restaurant, not necessarily. So we are all for home dates. It's cheaper and it's...
And
easier.
Usually turns out to be really lots of fun.
You can wear your pajamas.
That's right. All right. So number one, play Would You Rather. You will learn a lot about a person that you never knew when they are faced with a crazy question. And an awesome thing is their home date ideas, they'll actually have materials that you can go on their website and download generally for free and stuff like that. So they had questions.
You assume. Didn't click on any of them.
No, so I've clicked on stuff before, and it's a lot of their stuff is free.
Well, but we like to buy the Would You Rather books at a bookstore.
Yeah.
They have a ton of them. Some of them can get a little racy, but
a little mature.
The kids section also has them. I would suggest starting there.
There you go.
Okay.
Work your way up.
Number two, forget wine and cheese. How about a chocolate tasting night?
Chocolate.
I'm all for that one.
So just get a bunch of different type of chocolate and determine which is the best chocolate.
Yeah.
That sounds like
we've done that with root beer.
We have done that with root beer. We bought like 6 different root beers.
Every root beer at the store.
Yeah.
Because we love glass bottle root beer.
Yeah, classic
but
root beer.
But chocolate tasting, we might have to do that.
We might have to do that.
Number three.
All right. Three, watch a sports game together.
You can just breeze over that
one. But no, it's like, it says, you know, eat nachos, hot dogs, cheer for your favorite team. Or, you know what, this could be a fun opportunity for people that aren't generally into sports. Maybe you can learn a sport together. Like, I would love to watch, like, hockey or football with Crystal, but she doesn't really understand the rules, and so she doesn't enjoy watching it. But
well, I like watching hockey. What was the other one? Football?
Yeah.
I like standing in groups and screaming.
Yeah. Woo!
I went to every football game, but I didn't know what was going on, but I enjoyed it.
But so that could be still an opportunity.
I'm hearing
for
some big hints being dropped right here.
Fine,
I'll learn hockey.
That's right.
All for you. Okay, fourth one, give each other massages.
Yes.
You can actually use Google or YouTube to learn proper techniques and get to rubbing. I remember once we rented at our public library, they had a how to give a massage.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always been really self-conscious about how my weak girl arms are. And so I did the video with him, and that was fun.
It was fun.
So there's this one video series that costs like an arm and a leg, but it's called Melt, and it's how to give a sensual massage.
Yeah.
You should watch the trailer.
You'll melt.
Yeah. It's pretty, it's not like dirty, but it's like, I don't know, it's just intimate, I guess.
It's
so intense. If you have lots of money, you could drop money on Melt.
That's right. Number five, have a finger foods only dinner. And they said, option, you can feed each other.
See, that's not sexy. Like, babe, pigs in a blanket. I want to watch you eat that mini sausage.
But I'm not for the feeding each other part, but I'm all for like having a huge display of finger foods and just gorging yourself. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, we're foodies. But I can see, or I've read other places, I mean, you could mix the theme up, like do elementary school cafeteria day, and you'd eat what you would have eaten in elementary school. Like on trays, they sell them at Walmart, the little styrofoam trays. Or you could do, you know, your whatever, comfort food or Asian food or mix it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six, invest in an ice cream maker or a bread maker and invent your own concoctions.
Sure. Why not? And if you don't have a bread maker, you can make bread without it. So
making bread together, I don't think would ever make my list. That just doesn't feel, let's make bread. But some people do.
But it's about inventing your own.
Right.
Bread or ice cream.
I could
cream.
See us doing cookies, but bread just kind of sounds funny. Anyway, if you like bread, that's great.
Yeah. We love bread, though.
We do love bread.
So we could.
Carbs.
That's right. Seven, go on a picnic. So if it's warm enough, you know, you could even have a picnic in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need, or go to a park or anything. But if you're handling kids, you know, it don't have time for a babysitter. Just, or you can do a picnic indoors. And in your living room. We've done
that. We always, always get takeout and lay out a blanket and watch movie.
Yeah, we always have a picnic.
That's like our go-to couple times a month.
That's right.
Okay. Have a karaoke night. Find songs with lyrics on YouTube and sing your heart out.
That could be fun.
I love karaoke.
Yeah.
Next.
We like singing. All right. Decorate mugs for each other. We have actually done this.
We have done this.
I went. This was my date.
And now I know we got it off the internet. Oh, it doesn't mean anything anywhere.
Never. So all you have to do is go to the Dollar Tree, buy a $1 mug for each of you, and then buy some markers, like permanent markers, and then go and decorate for each other. It was lots of fun.
It was fun. We have them. There are cup holders.
They're actually on our desks right now, yeah.
Yeah, they hold our pens.
They're our pen cups now.
And your blasted business cards.
That's right.
Your business cards are my bobby pins.
That's right.
I find them everywhere.
Oh, sorry. Your bobby pins are more everywhere.
No, your cards are all over the place.
No, your bobby pins are more everywhere because there's three girls that wear them.
Your cards are so everywhere that I hate them. Like we're yo mama in here.
Yo mama. All right, number 10.
Play the newlywed game. There's a link.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's fun questions. But we should do it. But it is, yeah. So it's, do you really know your spouse as well as you think you know them? 11, make homemade donuts. Yes, please.
Except this says homemade spud nuts.
Mm.
Is that like a potato donut? Because that's not selling me.
Well, you can get a different recipe somewhere
else. But that would be fun. See, yeah. Donuts make more sense to me than bread.
It's bread still.
Donut screams us date.
Yep. All right.
Number 12, have a video game night. Seriously, do it. That's what it says. She said that her husband, they ended up playing until 3 a.m. and she became the best wife ever.
That's right. That'd be pretty awesome. I'm
writing it down.
All right. Sweet. 13, make it a theme night. Choose a theme and center everything around it. So whether that's, you know, a country, a holiday, or even like Harry Potter or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and watch a movie that's related to the theme, dress up related to the theme, and eat food related to the theme.
Do you get the theme idea?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Have a romantic candlelit dinner.
Aww.
Doesn't even matter if you're eating hot dogs and macaroni and cheese. Everything, yeah. Anything eaten by candlelight is romantic.
That's right. 15, have a fondue night. Don't have fondue machine? No worries. You can melt chocolate or other dipping sauces in a slow cooker and even on your stovetop. Here's some recipe ideas. All right, 16.
Host a book club for two. Check out two copies of the same book at the library and discuss the book as you read it.
Nice.
So, not a lot of people that I know like reading. So, I would suggest things that we've done is, like, sometimes we'll say, hey, bring home an interesting article so we can talk about it. Or we've done, bring home a spiritual thought and we'll talk about it. So, it doesn't have to be a book, but it could be something that you both find interesting.
That will generate conversation.
Right.
Right. 17. Have a homemade pizza night. We've done that before. And
not as a date.
Not as a date. It's We've done it as a family thing. Activity.
Except none of our kids like homemade pizza. That bugs me.
Sorry?
It used to be a thing for us. We used to make it all the time.
It's true.
We haven't made it in like 5 years.
Years. So, maybe we should do that as a date then.
Maybe we should.
Boom.
Write the story of how you met and fell in love.
Aww.
They say better yet, videotape it. Your kids would love that.
It'd be good for your posterity.
And, I mean, there's other things you could do. You could draw it and then publish it, like get it printed out as a real book.
Yeah.
You know, with all those book printing things. And that one I think would be fun.
Okay.
That might be our next day and night, actually.
Ooh. Oh. All right.
Because you don't even remember when we met. I'm just saying.
It says the story of when we fell in love.
Of how you met and fell in love.
Yeah, well.
Our met story is different.
Whatever.
Mine's right and yours wrong.
19, have a breakfast in bed.
For date night.
For date night. Breakfast for dinner is one of my favorite meals. Mine too.
Mine.
Brinner.
True.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and have that in bed.
20, a year in review. It's always so fun to go back and remember all the things that have happened in the last year. Use this printable to easily record it.
There
so
you go.
I guess print it out. Something else that we think is fun is sometimes we sit down and look at our old photo albums on Facebook.
Yeah, I did that this week while I was doing things. And I went through like 7 or 8 albums from 8 years ago to, you know, 7, 6, you know, and it was fun to see our kids back when they were babies and what we looked like and all that stuff.
But it'd be fun. We've done it as a couple before looking at pictures.
Yeah.
So you're saying you did that alone. But I liked it because after you did that, you're like, your hair has changed so much.
Yeah, she's probably had a different hair. For the 10 years we've been married, she probably has had 10 different hairstyles that I've all loved.
But I'm not very crazy.
No.
Anyway, next is...
Make marshmallow guns and have a marshmallow war.
We've always wanted to do dart guns.
Dark guns would be fun.
We've done it before, like Nerf guns with our family, but a dark gun war.
I think we should pick up the pace a little bit. What do you think?
Okay.
All right.
Break a record.
We're gonna start speed reading.
Break a record, like get the Guinness Book of World Record and try to break it.
Try to break something. That could be fun. Pop some popcorn and watch YouTube videos all night, which is fun because a lot of the stuff we like to do is there are some stations that only produce on YouTube. Also, we like watching movie trailers. We've watched like...
Yeah, that is date night sometimes.
Sometimes we've watched like 2 or 3 hours worth of movie trailers. It's pretty awesome.
We know how to live it up.
All right.
Have a camp out in your living room with s'mores and a tinfoil dinner.
Which would work for us because we have a fireplace. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. All right. Have a snowy night party, obviously in the wintertime. Sneak outside and build a snowman.
Have a movie marathon with a theme or a genre or an actor or whatever.
This one is not necessarily a...
You could just skip it.
Exciting date night. But no, it's...
No, it's not date night. It's just...
It's good to mention. Babysit for a friend, specifically so that they will babysit for you. And, you know, the whole trading thing. Watch my kids for free so you can go out on a date. And then you watch my kids for free so we can go out on a date.
Right. Take some personality tests and compare your results. Like the 5 love languages, the color code, true colors... Yada, yada, yada.
Stuff like that. 29, play Twister. But better yet, play Strip Twister.
You can't play Strip Twister.
Sure you do. The person that loses
has to... You can either do Naked Twister or Clothed Twister.
Well, if you just play multiple times.
Oh, okay. Stripster.
Stripster. There you go.
Bubble bath for 2.
Need I say more?
That's your turn.
Break out the board games, which we talked about last week that we did.
We play games all the time.
And we love board games. Those are always fun.
And so, that's it.
Well, and we each wanted to mention a fun date idea, home date idea that we love and that we enjoy. So something that I came up with, like I got inspiration from, because we were going to watch the Groundhog movie. And in one of the scenes in the Groundhog movie...
Groundhog's Day?
Yeah, sorry. Groundhog Days. Groundhog Day. They throw cards into a hat. You know, it's the whole flicking a card into a hat. So I'm like, ooh, I could turn that into a game. But I turned it into a fun, sensual, sexy game. Whereas you have your deck of cards, and let's say you have the 10 of hearts. And so... You have your hearts, and hearts represented kissing. And if you threw it and you landed it in, you got to kiss your spouse for the allotted time, so 10 seconds. And the other symbols represented other things that you and your spouse could do. So we're not going to talk about them, but you could get the idea and come up with some fun things.
It's actually really fun.
It's super fun because
it helps when you're competitive like we are.
Yeah, because we're like, I want to kiss you. I'm going to get this in there. So it's fun.
Yeah.
Did you have one?
I liked food.
I like food.
No, I do like the one where we just built a fire in the fireplace. And put out a blanket and then took the love languages test.
No, we did do that.
So that was fun.
That was fun.
And I learned a lot. So that was a good one.
That was good.
So
there's some home date ideas. And also, if you have more questions or you want us to give you more ideas or things that we've done that we've loved, definitely reach out.
We're getting better, too. Like, we're trying to do more real home dates.
Yeah.
Not just TV.
Reach out to us on Facebook. And we'd be more than happy to chat with you about it. But
or share your ideas. You're making us sound like we're experts.
We're not experts. We talked about that already.
We're love experts.
That's right. Thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production.
For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.